Morning. Thank you. This is Dr. Wynn Parker. Parker Pathway listeners, good morning, good afternoon. This is going to be a another round-robin talk show for us to get to know each other and set the foundation for a lot of topics that have sustainable development undertones. I want to cover a lot of national stories that have broken concerning lawsuits that are working through the courts and how the courts are changing suits for asbestos suits. And also to get some clarification to my listeners on the story about obesity being a pandemic global concern and some of the implications for that for diabetes type 2 that the public is just not getting the full story on. And also I want to cover something that I've been working on for about 3 years to get the FDA to place on bottled water specifications that will be more helpful for people to understand what they're drinking. And also to present again the manufacturing and effects of Splenda, which is a sweetener that is in all our foods today, and also discuss some EPA regulations that are controlling the research system for disinfectant byproducts in the water, and some mention about ethanol production and how much water it's going to take to produce that. And a few little comments about recycled water and eminent domain of water, which is happening around the country right now under the Eminent Domain Act that is being put forth. And we'll have some callers a little later in the show concerning any one of these subjects and how they interrelate. But the asbestos seating, I call it, in the courts is something that needs to be paid attention to. And this is going to be a tie-in also with the construction of the water molecule and how it affects the new laws that are coming in on the customization of chemicals that we'll be taking in our medicines. So we'll look for you after the break, and we'll discuss the other call-in subjects that have to do with the guest that we'll have next week. Will be Dr. Emoto, The Hidden Messages in Water, the New York Times bestseller.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Where you have to sit back and take a look at what is going on in the courts today concerning asbestos litigation. I want to make a comment about this because there's a Senate bill. It's 852. It's introduced by Senator Specter and Patrick Leahy. And this is kind of a forerunner of other bills that will be coming in, of all these asbestos takeoffs that are harming people. It's kind of a tail-end spinoff from 9/11. But the real focus of this is to have what is called a trust fund. Is to establish a $140 billion privately financed asbestos trust fund. And it calls for establishing up to 9 categories of payments for people with illnesses caused by contact with asbestos. And the highest payouts would be a little more than $1 million. But the trust would be administered by the federal government. And while, the funding will really come from corporations with asbestos claims pending against them, and as well as from their insurance companies. And this is a trend that you're finding in law and in government agencies that are attempting to consolidate claims in such a way that they really don't look like toxic tort cases. And it's also limiting the kind of care that people should be getting for these kinds of illnesses from damages to their lung. And they're trying to discourage a common practice for the plaintiff lawyer to bring a multi-plaintiff case and then insist on the defendants to settle all the claims at the same time. I have been impressed with Texas to handle asbestos cases what I consider in a more efficient way. The revising of the Texas state tort law, the legislature would authorize us what you call a creation of a multi-district litigation courts to handle cases from around the state, and then actually determine the common question of law and fact. And I like this idea, and under that change, the asbestos litigation would be routinely handled on a pretrial basis. And the government is kind of against this, but I think it's a good model. And the people in this country need to understand where law is going today. It's gone to massive trust concepts and development of other ways to analyze cases where contact with harmful products are not to be considered, but to be considered on a basis of a collective causation. And Mississippi wants to have mass medical diagnosis as part of a case rather than the case itself relating to any kind of 9/11 type injury. Now, if I were to place this over into the recent story, which we'll get into even later in the show, on obesity. There was a story around the world talking about obesity as a social and economic disaster, as a pandemic. And what they're not talking about are a lot of influences of genetic predispositions and environmental influences with obesity. But they're not focusing on the other problems and just blaming it on carbohydrates and fatty foods and the rest of it. So they want to have court cases not mention these kinds of parameters in obesity, in case anyone wishes to sue their insurance company if they're not being covered because they're obese. There's a small movement within insurance companies to have, let's say, immigrants, non-citizens, to be covered by insurance on these new insurance policy concepts that they want to have with employers, where folks that are obese can be covered. So I find that this is something that I want to talk about on future shows, and the concern that I have about how the concept of obesity is looked upon as a way where you have a decreased food chemistry thinking to cause the obesity. There are genes that are being studied for that, and environmental importance to show that the body's reacting to a famine concept. But the public needs to realize that, my listeners need to realize that most people have a reoccurrence of obesity that after a year. It runs close to 80 to 85% in some cases. Around the world, it's running around 90% at the end of a year, people regain the weight. But it has to do with the other parts of the research in genetics that need to be approached. There are certain genes that do not go to certain organs of the body, like the pancreas and the kidney, as being proposed by certain kinds of peer review systems. They don't even go to the brain, in fact. Leptin goes to the brain, which is a enzyme kinase that triggers the brain to think it's full. But to package this as the future concept of law is something that I want to keep an eye on and discuss this in greater detail, because it affects all of us in terms of how we are going to react to things, and in terms of how we're even going to protect ourselves, in terms of trying to redefine what can be covered in insurance and what can be done in the real world of treating ourselves properly without having contamination in our food and water that's facilitating these gene signals. Which brings me to Splenda. And, of course, this is made from a chlorofluorocarbon chemical that contains three atoms of chlorine in every one of the molecules that it's made. And, of course, chlorine causes and has been related to a very high percentage of breast and bone and bladder cancer. And the Splenda has a fast action and reaction in the body with iodate in the chlorine water, and it will produce an iodate from chlorine in the drinking water. And this is going to, in most cases, is about a 40% shrinkage of the thymus gland in humans. And this gland is absolutely necessary for the immune system of the human body. And the iodoacetic acids in the water combine with, those are contaminants, and they're combining with the chloroacetic acids, and this is causing the gene damage in the tissues of humans. And there's a primer, notice of how chloramine acts in the human body, which is on the news bullets at RBN, and you can download that and study it and give it to your friends, and then we can develop what we are trying to promote is a national referendum of being able to have an oversight on the bureaucratic decisions that are being made by government agencies that influence these type of activities that guide research in such a way to promote sustainable development. And sustainable development, really, in a shortfall, is if you have certain forms of food or certain forms of activity to help your situation and your health, and if you can't sustain it according to the government regulations, then you're really forming into the sustainable development plan for the global control of natural resources. And we'll talk about the end of the break at the end of the other side of the break, and call in number is 800-313-9443.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The Council to Get Some Food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
Yes, indeed. This is Wynn Parker back again, and I'm going to just give you a brief list of what Parker Pathway listeners can think about, and what bottled water should contain on its label. And some bottled water people have spent, I think they've told me so far in the past 3 years, their lobbies have spent about $15 million to keep me from going to Congress with this and forcing out, trying to present to the FDA the following type of information that should be on bottled water. And I had a little something to do with putting the date on the bottle, have an expiration date. But what should really be on there is any kind of contaminants of potential concern. You take the space shuttle, which is not going to be launched for another 24 hours, I understand, but on that space shuttle, there are three bacteria that are going up in space to determine their anti-gravity potential for growth. And one is Pseudomonas, one is Candida, and the other is Salmonella. And these three bacteria are the ones that are found on what are called environmental bacteria. They mutate in various ways, and you have to know how to treat them, how to work with them. And a lot of these bacteria, Candida being almost close to a surface bacterium and the rest of it. And the thing is, you've got Salmonella, which will be in the human feces. However, there are other kinds of contact bacteria that come from that family. A lot of good research comes from NASA, and as it stands now, the state of the art for alternate energy technologies, which I've been talking about for some time, ozonation, ultraviolet light, reverse osmosis, should be expanded in a science way to other technologies to be able to handle these bacteria. But they are still in the water. No matter how you come out, 1% up to 5% of the water is usable as it stands right now. But most of the rest of it is mixed with other kinds of blended chemicals. And 1,500 disinfectant byproducts the EPA knows at the moment. But they have what I call a Resolution 60, which means that they can make a policy decision that they only want to study 30 of them. These are contaminants which can facilitate various forms of bacterial growth. 300 chemicals that are in the water out of the 1,500 disinfectant byproducts that can produce secondary carcinogenic products, about 26 of those chemicals will probably be actually studied as soon as analytical methods are developed to study them. So on the bottled water, we should have what are called contaminant level goals. In other words, the bottler could have, the water bottler could have an advisory statement as to what the potential concern is for any contaminants in the water. It also, bottled water should contain the water's fluoride and sodium content, if any. And also a brief statement of the potential health effects of any contaminants found at levels above health advisories. And there's a whole field of law developing around this one statement that I've made. When I wrote that 3 years ago, it was a brief statement of potential health effects. The lobbyists wanted me to take out adverse health effects, and so I put in the word potential health effects. And a brief statement regarding any violations designed specifically by a city authority for any bottle company, any violations of the rules over the past year, and any precise sources of the water. I remember reporting the Scientific American study that was made a year and a half ago, where the water came from a hose in the back of our restaurant. It hasn't changed. It's still about on that same level. So when we come back from the break, we will go into just a little bit more of this and then move into sustainable development concerning the function of particulate matter in pregnant women.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. and thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellites is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Heading into some, try to ease into these subjects, and we'll continue here with the concept of what should be on a bottle of water. By the way, the call-in number for the show is area code 800-313-9443. One of the things that we need on bottled water is if it meets the criteria for being a precise source of water where they say the water is originating and putting in their bottles. And, of course, any treatment used and, of course, any standard for cryptosporidium safety. And I've seen blood films under the microscope of people that have cryptosporidium and Giardia lamblia, there's liver flukes in the blood, and they under microscopic situation, there little cysts moving around, and they move around and multiply right in front of your eyes. And a lot of people are walking around with a lot of these kinds of bacteria in their plasma, and there was a time when it's now called Morgellons, but disease which has a lot of sophisticated chemistry to it. But you would swear that you were looking at something similar to cryptosporidium, but you're not. You're really looking at a bacterium. Strenomorphos malatoris is what it's called. There's a lot to be talked about that particular malady, which the CDC has decided to make a disease and study it. And that was just a few weeks ago. And Morgellons has been around for some time, and but it's a waterborne bacterium. And what should be happening on the bottled water is there should be a reference to any examination of those, what I call nanobacterium, that are in there. Because we've got some very different carbohydrate systems that are being tested from those beyond microscopic bacteria that are in the bloodstream. So that should be on there. And of course, any use of chloramine, which is the addition of ammonia to chlorine in the water, to really be called a disinfectant in the pipes of America, in America's water system. But actually, they're not repairing the pipes. So we're still drinking it. And we're also causing mortality with coho salmon and various species of coho salmon. So we have that to deal with, and the whole process of this is that we're not being told everything that we should be told on any updated standards for contaminants that are potentially found in bottled water. And there are other aspects of establishing monitoring, reporting, and treatment techniques, which haven't even been really discussed or developed. And a lot of these certification rules should be applied to the city tap waters. Which brings me to the concept of recycled water and the implications of the research that's been done with recycled water and how it affects various cancer gene signals. And it's being blended in such a way that if it goes into golf course lawn, well, it has to go into the aquifer somewhere and be able to be regenerated and recycled in such a way that it goes back in the ecology, and then we end up in a system which I call toilet to tap. And you have endocrine enhancers and disruptors that are in the water. I feel it should even go further in terms of labeling the bottled water, that we need to know if there's any detectable endocrine disruptors. Endocrine disruptors are metabolic byproducts from the human body as a result of taking various forms of drugs, medications, many of them that you see advertised right on television, and they get into the water. And so you have a whole system there where you're essentially dealing with a whole engineering system of what has been referred to by others even as toilet-to-tap system, and that's what I call a lot of the initiatives that should be promoted in many states. To really look at the concept that we do not have the proper engineering in this system to be able to clean up our chemistry of intake that facilitates other molecules which trigger other things in the metabolic system, and then blame it on the fast food industry. I'm shorthanding that. I would even propose that Katrina activities in New Orleans should be set up as a model for the new alternate energy technologies. As I understand it, there are nearly 82 million gallons of water, drinking water, that are lost daily in New Orleans, and because they haven't set up a plan to be able to reconstruct the engineering of that system and to work it out in such a way to integrate it into the what I call the new health system of the collection of surface water, and have really what are I would call an approved source of the bottled water. So we have also the whole process by which this affects our food. People don't realize that. They realize it in a sense, but they're not thinking about it when they're going to the store and totally open up, you know, and say, well, our food is being irrigated by these waters. And there was a law case that made it to the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, and this was a called the lease versus the United States Environmental Protection Agency, and this was over the Delaney Clause. And the Delaney Clause was originally set up that you didn't have any pesticides in your food, to shorthand that concept, and it was a good concept and went out the door. But the Environmental Protection Agency in the lease versus EPA case, they wanted pesticides as food additives, although they had been found to induce cancer. And they were really trying to have pesticides reclassified as a food additive. But why wouldn't the FDA want a label on bottled water when water is necessary for our very life? And we have 70 to 80% movability of water in our body, which is necessary for human survival. And next week I'm going to have the very famous Masuto Emoto as a guest. The publisher of that book is going to be my guest. Mr. Emoto speaks very little English, but his New York bestseller, The Hidden Messages of Water, have been on the New York bestseller list for two times in a row. And his use of water crystals and mind therapies and implications of how we affect our world around us through water will be tuned in with my scientific clinical approach to this, tied in with the law that's going to be based upon this particular case of LESS versus the EPA. The EPA, under the Delaney Clause, refused to revoke their earlier regulations concerning pesticides and foods, and because although they admitted in their brief that the chemicals posed a measurable risk of causing cancer, and they just said the risk was what they call in the law de minimis, which is they just admitted. The regulations for pesticides through water to reclassify as a food additive is defined broadly by the EPA as any substance the intended use of which results or may reasonably be expected to result in its becoming a component of any food. But even though the food additive is considered unsafe unless there's a specific exemption for the substance or regulation prescribing the conditions under which it may be used safely. So these affect tomatoes, bran, flour, oats, rye, wheat, cottonseed oil, spearmint oils that are used in homeopathies, peppermint, this type of herb. And this brought me to the realization of what's going on with people having an increase of what's called celiac disease. And, of course, celiac disease is a chronic inflammation of the immune system of the intestine, the lower intestine, when they're exposed to gluten. And when you start putting the kinds of tests that you should request for the determination of these celiac diseases, these would be such tests as what's called an anti-tissue transglutamase. I know that's a hard thing to write out, but it's an anti-tissue, and it's spelled TRANSGLUTAMINASE antibody. That one test will give you a very good clue if you have had some type of amine or nitrogen system from the pesticides that are in the food, which have been transferred there by the chloramines, which are in the water. And herein lies the congressional battle, which I am taking up for states to have initiatives on their ballot or laws put forth to be able to have citizens be able to vote what goes in their food and water. This particular case was decided by Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The EPA's final order was set aside, but they still continue having the food additive provision to allow the Secretary of Agriculture to establish the tolerance levels for carcinogens. And this includes pesticide residues in processed foods. And if there's any change that the Secretary makes in terms of what this court case has put forth in terms of an opinion, then it's up for Congress to direct what the levels are to be in food. And herein lies my other phalanx of thinking that the public needs to be understanding that this is a serious business. You're going to have Congress make laws to determine the EPA, which is what they do. And you're going to have the EPA tell the FDA, well, we can't control the water because the FDA is saying, well, it's a food. The FDA should control it. The FDA says, well, we don't control the bottled water because the EPA has control of the water resources. Well, those water resources are in conflict to the new social plan for sustainable development, which the government wishes to put forth. And you get such things like bills in, you take, for example, in Minnesota, where they wanted to put a what they call a toilet bill, or it's kind of hard to yes, I believe that's what Minnesota called it. It's called a toilet bill, and it's to take over property rights of your toilet, and to be able to have people come into your house and use an eminent domain rules to have analysis of what they delicately call individual waste load data. And these individual waste load datas will be what are called point sources to determine how you use your water and how pollutants are being discharged. And I believe at one time there was in Minnesota, there was a HF 1309, a Senate Bill 1371, HF 826, SF 762. These are all bills to determine how to come in your home and determine the pollutants in your septic tank, all your private wells, to be monitored and have a meter on them, all toilets and RVs. And in some states, they're starting on the sustainable development plan by where animal barns and sheds where livestock is kept to monitor the amount of feces and pollutants there. And if you don't conform, then they will take the animals away from you. And do this under the Clean Water Bill Act in Congress. We will come back, and any calls that you want to make on these subjects at 800-313-9443, and we'll bring it to a whole new level.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess, so you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or C, the floral and fruit basket, for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
This is Wynn Parker, and we're proceeding with Parker's Pathways, and listeners, that we've covered the framework for the second hour in terms of obesity and asbestos lawsuits and sustainable development. And I also want to make a real point of dedicating this show to Michelle, who was the original person who showed me the water inserts that you talking about how chloramine could be digested in the human body. And, of course, when I saw that, I realized that that just wasn't chemically possible or medically possible. And that was some time ago. And there have been a lot of lives over a period of the past 2.5 years that have been helped and from her dedication and showing to this. And I think she's the one that started this whole thing nationally about look in your inserts and your water bills, and and you can see the formation of the wording as to how all of this affects you directly. But I'm filling in the blanks, and sustainable development that is going on in this country is really based on the idea from Agenda 21. But the government really wants to have councils and that are called visioning councils, and the councils will be manipulated in such a way to have a predetermined outcome concerning the fact that the government wishes to own the sewage system, the water, and the resources that are involved. And right now the government feels that the, for all practical purposes, your sewage system really belongs to the government. And they also are developing another phrase, which is called stakeholder councils. And these are set up by local environmental initiatives that are being funded by the government, and they're also supporting education of school children to promote this concept of having awareness levels, they call it, for how water resources are really under the United Nations control. And, of course, this is all violating really the due process of law of property rights. And it's taking eminent domain a step further from the last Supreme Court case decision that was on this issue of property rights and how it would be developed in such a way to be able to take it for the benefit of developing an economic base with various cities and counties. But it also is promoting a lot of bond issues by states in order to find ways to have the control of the rivers and streams that were not covered in the eminent domain part of the water section of the bill. So we'll look for you for the next hour, and it's 800-313-9443 for call-in, and we'll proceed with more detail of the water of life.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.